Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of this show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about moving on. I was actually talking to one of my bestest friends in the world just a couple hours ago, and he opened up about his struggle with moving on and feeling lonely and feeling like there's so much left unsaid that he yearns to share to this person who is no longer a part of his life, who no longer wants to be a part of his life. And there was a certain point in our conversation, it was filled with emotion, and at one point, I wasn't exactly sure what to say. I know that to be a good friend, you must be a good listener, an active listener. And so that's the person I was. In those moments, I was a good listener, an active listener. And I did not really want to say any advice. I just wanted to be there for him because I know that when I was in a state of wanting to move on and struggling to move on, I just needed a friend who could listen to me too. But then I opened my Instagram and a quote popped up, and I actually thought it was the perfect response to what he had shared with me. And so I told him, hey, I just went on Instagram real quick and a quote popped up, and it's exactly what I think you need to hear. And for those who are struggling with moving on, who are on their healing journey, who feel like there is so much left unsaid that they still want to say, this is for you. R.M. Drake wrote, "You have to heal. Even if you're not over it, even if you don't get closure, even if you don't have a chance to talk, to apologize, to exchange your feelings, you have to move on. You have to find a way to heal, and you will, even if you never speak again. You will heal. Believe this." And so I share that with my dear best friend, and he really, really felt those words. And I believe that sometimes we just need to hear those uplifting, encouraging, difficult, but meaningful words that you can move on, you have to move on, and you will move on. I also want to share with you this quote from Joel Olstein. He said, "You must make a decision that you are going to move on. It won't happen automatically. You will have to rise up and say, I don't care how hard this is. I don't care how disappointed I am. I'm not going to let this get the best of me. I'm moving on with my life." When I started moving on last year from this person who quite seriously could not be a part of my life, there was no possible way that they could be in my life. It would not be healthy for me and for anyone around us if he were to be a part of my life, as he made very, very clear. When I started that journey, it was tough. And like my friend, I would cry and I would be emotional. And I was talking to him, actually, my dear best friend, about how I felt, how there were so many things that I still wanted to say, but I couldn't and I shouldn't. And I did all of the steps that I knew I had to take to move on, all of the healthy, tips to move on that I've shared with you before, that I have tried before, and it has worked before, and it has worked again now. And it took time. It really, really took time and a lot of effort and a lot of prayers and a lot of hope and healthy habits for me to get back to the place wherein I could be the strong, mentally healthy, disciplined, happy version of myself again. So for those who are listening who are struggling with moving on, I just want to remind you that it takes time, but you will get there. You will get back to the person that you want to be, mentally healthy and happy. With all of that said, I want to remind you that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're still here. You have time to change, grow, and be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, the Lord God is always with us. Please do tag me on Instagram stories, share this podcast episode with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this. And I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.